This is an RNIB talking book.
Silas Marner by George Eliot.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
1195. Silas Marner by George Eliot. Silas, the miserly recluse, is desperate when his gold is stolen, but finds comfort in the love and brightness of Eppy, the orphan he has brought up, and who is eventually discovered to be the niece of the man who had stolen the precious gold.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
Read by Gabriel Wolfe. There are 21 chapters. Introduction. When George Eliot published Silas Marner in 1861... she was at the height of her powers as a novelist, and was writing in a period of remarkable intellectual and literary achievement. Within a year or so of 1861 comes the publication of many of the most important works of this period: The Origin of Species, Spencer's First Principles, and the celebrated collection of liberal theological papers entitled Essays and Reviews, among them. Dickens was enjoying his last great period of creative activity. Trollope was in the middle of the Barchester novels.